Hello, I'm Dale Doherty, and welcome to the Maker File. Burning Man must be filled with makers. At least everyone tells me so. I've never been to Burning Man myself, but I continue to meet fascinating people who come back talking about all the art and technology they've found in the desert. Recently, I was at the preview of the tech shop in Menlo Park where I ran into Tim Black, who had just returned from Burning Man.
Tim, how you doing?
Oh, very good.
Tell me what you put into the ground at Burning Man.
Well, starting in 1999, we put up a lighting ring. It's 2,000 lights in a 2,000-foot diameter circle. The original design was based on the theme of the Wheel of Time, and it basically could throw a sweep second hand around a circle of 2,000 lights in 1 second, so it updated 2,000 times a second. And it was called L2K. 1999, if anyone remembers, was all about Y2K, and, you know, the end of the world due to all the little microprocessors blowing up. But, of course, it didn't happen. But I was playing with the whole idea. So I had 2,000 push buttons and 2,000 lights and a 2,000-foot run of wire out to the 2,000-foot circumference, ring of lights around the man. And that was so popular that it stayed out there for 7 years. Last year...
So you'd leave it there from year to year?
No, we'd pick it up and put it back in again. We did it... The Mad Science Collective did it the first 3 years, and then we turned it over to a group in Reno, and they more or less maintained it for the rest of the time, up until last year where it was pretty much worn out. So last year we came up with a plan of doing a better one, and I took everything that was wrong with the first one, which would be the amount of labor it took to put it in, the disruption of the ply because it had to be trenched in, and the various maintenance issues, and got rid of all of it. Basically made a full-color system with 2,000 full-color elements, actually 2016, in 8-foot sections. The sections are 1-inch diameter Lexan pipe, Lexan tube, with 9 lights inside each one, and the whole thing's backfilled with clear rubber, the consistency of a skateboard wheel. So it's very tough. And then that whole thing's mounted in what looks like a speed bump. And so we just lay this out, hook it up, and we've got a 600-foot diameter lighting system. There are 4... ARM 9 Linux computers, wirelessly interconnected, that run the 4 segments, so we can have gaps for people to drive in and out. And since each segment is completely self-contained, there's no wires at all. There's no trenching. It just lay it down and run it, and then pick it up and go home. And it survived all week with our cars of various forms driving over it, and took no damage whatsoever.
And you had some aerial photographs of it.
Oh, we have some extraordinary footage. One of our crew flew up at dawn and took some video. We're going to be putting a DVD together of the project, and I don't know what we'll do with it. There'll be some on the website, mads-scientist.com.
What is this about?
Oh, there was a project that actually was at Burning Man 2 different years, 2002 and 2004. It was called the Ship-to-Ship Project in 2002, and it consisted of a 100 million candle power spotlight modified to transmit audio, mounted on a satellite tracking system. And there was a series of Linux computers on a Wi-Fi system so you could record a message, pick a star, and it would point at that star and then transmit your message in audio over the light beam. And the light beam was modulated very well to the point where you could take a solar cell, hook it to a speaker, stick in the light beam, and hear the audio. So I had a xenon arc bulb modulated to 15 kilohertz, which is tricky.
Now, is this something you could do in your backyard?
I did it in my backyard. The website has some pictures of my backyard full of this thing. And it was pretty interesting because I was living up in the Redwood area towards Santa Cruz at the time. And the neighbors would stop by, and then we'd be lighting up the clouds with this beam and, you know, talking to it through a microphone. And it was pretty interesting. Everybody liked it.
Great. Tim, thank you for talking to me.
All right. Thank you.